It was 43,000 pounds last year, so we want to reach a level of 100,000 pounds a year that we grow and donate. According to the food bank, this area has a gap of about 200,000 pounds of fresh food that people who use food bank services want and can't get. We think we can provide half of that, maybe more. So we had a goal last year of 25,000. We thought 25, 50, 75, 100, kind of work our way into it. We ended up hitting 43,000 last year, so we upped our goal for this year to 60,000. So you got to have kind of a stretch goal, something to work towards, something to strive to achieve. And so 60,000, will be that goal. If we can surpass that, that would be awesome. But it's an ambitious goal.
It is, but boy, you look at last year and you look at what you've learned. But I always still go back and remember what you said all along. You never know. You never know whether. Yeah. And we saw with the weather. The weather just kind of prematurely did, or you don't know with insects or the deer or those kinds of things.
Yes. Yeah. No. Definitely. The weather has a huge impact. You can get too much rain. You can get not enough rain. You can get some kind of insect or disease, kind of infiltration that you can't deal with.
Yeah.
We don't use chemical pesticides, so we're a little bit limited. We do use some organic sprays and things of that nature if we need to. But there's always a lot of unknowns when it comes to gardening and farming. But hope springs eternal, Ted.
Yeah, especially in the spring.
Especially in the spring.
You look at things. Yeah. And I just think of last year at this time, really getting the water in the previous fall was such a big thing. This year, you've got a barn and you've got the greenhouse this year.
Yeah, yeah. So we really focused last year and really the year before for the half year that we owned the property on getting the infrastructure in place. So we have a deer fence around the whole property.
Yeah.
That's been very successful. We have not had deer infiltration. We have had smaller critters. I'd say two-thirds of our watermelon and cantaloupe were eaten by some critter. We don't know what it was. We need to get a wildlife count.
That's frustrating.
Very frustrating. The ones that we had were delicious, but, the other ones, anyway, we lost those. We lost some cabbage to rabbits, so we put up another fence near the, around the deer fence to block rabbits coming in from the bottom.
Yeah.
But I guess the bottom line is we've got good infrastructure, the deer fence. We've got water throughout the whole farm now. We have a barn thanks to the Lions Clubs that have helped fund that. We've got a greenhouse that's almost ready to go thanks to the Community Foundation and the Honeywell Charitable Fund. And so, we've got a lot of the key ingredients in place. A little bit of luck, and we should do pretty well.
Yeah. Well, just in being able to have something like the greenhouse, I think is going to be really something that you'll be able to utilize.
Yeah. I'm really excited to be able to plant tomatoes in the greenhouse. So we plan on putting in 250 tomato plants in March. The greenhouse is almost ready to go. We have a great team of people, Steve Spratt, has led that team, but we've got half a dozen or more people who have been working on that. And it's mostly in place. Hopefully in the next week or so, we'll get it completed. We need to bring electricity to the greenhouse so we can operate fans and things of that nature. By having a greenhouse, we can have more production year-round. We saw what happened with the snow and the ice.
Yeah.
So at least what we have in the greenhouse will be protected from that.
Right. Yeah. So. When that was happening, I thought if you just waited a few more weeks, you would have had use of that. But boy, that will be good. And I know with the barn, just to be able to, I know you've got all kinds of plans.
We do.
For the barn.
We do. Thankfully, we have a barn. We needed a barn for really a couple things to store. Equipment and materials to keep produce between the time we harvest it and donate it, and then to hold educational classes.
Right.
And so, so we've got the barn. It's a very attractive barn. It's a good size for us. We're now fundraising to put a concrete floor in, and so we're making progress as far as that goes. We need a concrete floor, and we need electricity to the barn, and so. And then we need to build it out in terms of shelving and things of that nature. So it's a process. But, you know, we're very grateful to have the barn. As soon as we got it, we used it. The next weekend, it was raining and sleeting quite hard. Mm-hmm. And so we still harvested probably around 1,000 pounds that day, brought it into the barn, and then the food pantries pulled up to the barn, and we were able to hand it over to them. So, the minute we had it, we started using it.
Oh, there were a couple of Saturdays that were really raining. And one in particular, I said that they won't be doing it. And, of course, you did and had a huge turnout. But, you were able to utilize it. And it's those kinds of things that it's nice to have.
Yeah. So we have most of the infrastructure we really need. Eventually, we want to have the entry to the farm come in from White Oak Road. Between the two houses, one on Davis and one on First Street. Hopefully that can happen in 2026. We'll see if we can make that happen. That would give us more visibility and take advantage of that space that we have. So we've got big plans for 2026, but our main focus is, you know, how much can we grow? How much can we donate? That's really what we're all about. And also teaching people how they can grow some of their own food.
Yeah.
So we're excited. We've got our an educational class on Saturday, March 14th. Taylor Galloway, who's a great local farmer, he's at Moss Neck Farm. He's going to come out at 11:30 on Saturday the 14th, and he's going to share with us some of his best tips for successful gardening. So we're going to have a series of programs like that throughout the summer at the farm. So we're looking forward to that.
And I know that's part of the whole education farm idea that you, and it, as great as it was last year, I know several times you would mention to me that, you know, you were hoping to get some classes going. And it seems like you've gotten the extension agent in Stafford and others. Yes. There are a lot of people, the food bank, a lot of people are enthusiastically want to be able to jump in on the education component.
Yes, definitely. There's a group of people really, I think, led by the food bank and extension, and we've been helping out one of our volunteers, Liz Vertoli in particular, putting together a list of classes that will be held at the food bank. We're proud to be part of helping to support that effort, and we'll also be doing a number of classes at the farm. So that'll be a big component of what we do in 2026, rolling out those educational initiatives.
Well, and what makes it nice is you can take the classes, and then in a lot of ways, you know, by being involved with the farm, you're going to be able to get some hands-on stuff, and that'll help you at home.
Yes, I think the hands-on thing is how people learn the most.
Yeah,
and we've had a lot of volunteers who have said they've seen what we do at the farm, they've taken it, and they've replicated it at home, and it helps them to be successful. So that's an important part of our mission, too, to show people how they can grow some of their own food. And that's something that we want to build on in 2026 and in the years ahead.